Los Angeles County to issue report on impacts of landfill closure. Los Angeles, following the halting of operations at the troubled Chiquita Canyon landfill, county supervisors January 7 asked Department of Public Works officials for a report on the financial and operational impacts of the closure. After thousands of odor and health complaints from Castaic area residents and community activist groups, the facility's operators announced last week that they were halting operations at the landfill. December 31 was the final day any solid waste was accepted at the facility. The landfill's owner said they would continue to operate the property as they work to control noxious odors that have been emanating from the facility due to what has been described as an underground chemical reaction. Board of Supervisors Chair Catherine Barger introduced a motion in the meeting on January 7, calling on the Public Works Department to conduct a comprehensive assessment of the closure's implications. This review will examine its effect on waste disposal operations, environmental considerations, and community health, Barger said in a statement last week. In a unanimous vote, the board directed the department in collaboration with County Council and the Departments of Public Health and Regional Planning and the Local Enforcement Agency to report back in 21 days with an analysis of the solid waste management closure. The report is expected to detail where diverted waste will be taken, potential impacts at transfer stations, financial impacts for local jurisdictions and ratepayers, and recommendations on addressing the potential increase in illegal dumping as a result of the closure. Another report is expected back in 30 days on proposed regulations to address potential price gouging and anti-competitive practices for solid waste disposal in the county. Meanwhile, a group of residents living near the facility called for a state of emergency declaration by the board to address the toxic effects of the landfill. The collective expressed joy about solid waste processing being halted, but dismayed over priorities like restoring the area, providing health assistance, and technology benefits. Residents from nearby communities including Val Verde and Castaic detailed on the facility's role in giving birth to numerous health and safety concerns and stated that an emergency status would help provide necessary resources immediately, including relocation assistance. "We like our small town feel and we like our close-knit community. The town, honestly, is perfect other than the landfill being here," said Jennifer Elkins, a resident of Val Verde of about 8 years. "We want a state of emergency so that we can get relocation for residents through the government. It should not be in the hands of the landfill, and it needs to be more consistent and fair to every resident because everyone's suffering equally whether you live 100 feet or miles away. The winds push it out and you're still getting those toxic chemicals," Elkins added. Residents continued to stress that it was hard to escape the toxins, and that air purifiers, air conditioners, and staying indoors did not help undo the harm from the chemicals. Resident O'Shea Orchid said the community has been demanding the board to proclaim a local emergency with immediate relief for over a year. The group occupied the boardroom at the January 7 meeting, reiterating their call for a local emergency status. The county sued Chiquita Canyon LLC in federal court in December over the continued noxious emissions. A group of area residents also sued the landfill's owners in October 2024, alleging the company failed to properly manage the landfill's gas capture, control systems, and leachate systems. Leachate is a polluted liquid that forms from rainwater filtering through solid waste. The alleged failure caused the emission of elevated and harmful levels of carbon monoxide, hydrogen sulfide, and volatile organic gases, creating unsafe living conditions for thousands of residents, their lawsuit says. Last year alone, there were 13,000 odor complaints about the landfill, according to plaintiffs' attorneys in the October suit. Residents have reported headaches, nausea, respiratory issues, and the inability to enjoy use of their properties due to the offensive smells, the suit states. Landfill officials have said odors from the facility are due to an abnormal biotic or abiotic process, also known as a landfill reaction, taking place deep within a lined but older and inactive portion of the landfill waste mess. The county alleges local families have been forced to stay indoors, run their air conditioning and heat at all times of the day, and have been unable to enjoy outdoor activities or even use their yards, further impacting mental health and well-being, especially of children. The county has also been assessing resident claims the landfill has led to a cluster of cancer cases in the area. The residents group Citizens for the Chiquita Canyon Landfill Closure issued a statement last week expressing surprise and relief at the closure, but labeled it only an initial positive step while calling for continued vigilance of the landfill's owner and the site's ongoing maintenance operations. According to Barger's office, the County Department of Public Works has been actively preparing for a closure of the landfill and planning to ensure there is no disruption in trash collection for residents. As the agency responsible for regional waste planning in Los Angeles County, we will ensure there are no disruptions to trash collection services in our unincorporated communities and will work closely with the City of Santa Clarita to help prevent any disruptions to their services, as well, Mark Pestrella, Director of Los Angeles County Public Works, said in a statement. By Anusha Shankar, Jose Herrera.